What do you do while you're waiting for God to answer you? You've prayed, and it still seems like he's being silent. What do you do? First of all, give me a follow, like, comment, share. I am really needing some encouragement in this area today. I have been praying without ceasing. I have been asking God, begging God, crying to God, screaming to God, do you hear me? What do you do when you don't feel like he responds? Well, you keep going. Job in the Bible went through more than I hope I ever have to go through. And his friends said, hey, you must have done something wrong. You must have sinned. You need to ask for forgiveness. You need to do this, this, this. And he knew he hadn't done anything wrong. And he said, you know, I'm not going to do something, say something, just in case. I know I didn't do anything wrong. His wife, his own wife, looked at him and said, curse your God and die. Wow. I feel like Satan says that to us a lot. Like, just give up. Just curse your God and die. Because he wants to win. And I say, not today, Satan. Not going to do that. I'm never going to curse my God. Because I know that he has provided before. And I know he will provide again. I don't know how. I don't know what that's going to look like. But I know that he has, and I know that he will. So, if you are wondering what to do when you're not hearing God right now telling you, oh, this is how we're going to do it. Step A, B, C, D. And you're wondering, how is this going to turn out? Remind yourself. Remind yourself of what he has done in the past. Remind yourself of how he has provided. That's what the Israelites were supposed to do. They were supposed to tell the stories of how he led them through the Red Sea, how he had them survive through the plagues of Egypt, how he guided them wandering in the desert, how he provided manna for them and water from the rock. What has he done for you? Where has he provided when you know it was him? There was no other way. And hold on to those, because that is our God. The fears, the doubt, the unsurety, that we're going to give to God and go to bed.